We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Kevin, we saw a Saints draft miracle this past weekend. Mickey Loomis didn't trade any 2025 picks away. That's as close to a trade down win as we are going to get, Kevin. So I'm going to take it. Thomas, hit that intro.
Welcome to the award-winning Saints Happy Hour podcast. Seriously, this podcast has won awards? American standards are dropping every day. The show features Ralph, the best host in the world, who can barely pronounce his own name, much less anyone else's.
Marquez Callaway.
Dave is that dude who loves taking bathroom breaks. He's mad about almost anything, so make sure to lower your volume when he speaks.
Put that freaking clown meme back up that I made. Jesus Christ.
Andrew has sources, watches tapes, and knows football. He rarely shows up on time and wants to commit crimes to help the Saints win.
Sean Payton would have done illegal things. Don't tell me I'm wrong, because you know it's true.
Oh, and there's also Kevin, who is great at doing mock drafts, but struggles to actually watch Saints games or have a functioning relationship.
Budrich wants to know how the doctor's doing.
That ended.
Anyway, grab a drink, sit back, and enjoy the insanity.
All right, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Saints Happy Hour Podcast. I'm Ralph Marlborough. I'm joined by Dave, Kevin, Andrew. Also, hello to everybody watching on Twitch right now. I can see Andrew's dad. I can see Jerry. I can see Ray Patrick Crayman. I can see Ark Midge. Ton of people, Noel Afredo, Budridge, Bulldog Saint, ton of people. Thanks everybody for joining us. Tonight's show, we're going to review the Saints 2020. UDFA Suns are in place. We'll preview our UDFA Sun draft a little bit. Who was the best pick? Who was the worst pick? We'll go through who had the best mocks. Plus, we're going to laugh at the Falcons. Trivia and your questions also. But before we start, remember to subscribe to Saints Happy Hour, wherever you get your podcast. And I have to mention, this is our MVP contest raffle tonight. If we reach $100 in donation tonight, the MVP still gets to choose which mini bar bottle from my gigantic mini bar bottle boost collection I'm going to poison myself with. I got 99 proof peanut butter whiskey.
Disgusting.
And I got old smoky moonshine banana pudding. So that'll be fun.
What alcohol content is that? The banana pudding?
The banana pudding is 55 proof.
Ugh.
Sally, I need help.
Yeah, that's moonshine. I mean, that's pretty strong.
It's pretty strong. Oof. So that'll be my gross. Chest
looks like
burns.
It looks like gonorrhea on a cheap
what could go wrong?
Is it? It's pink?
It's pink, yeah.
This is one of the first weeks where I'm like, I'm not sure which one you pick first.
Well, I don't think we should go with the pink Pepto one, because then that's going to be like a nice coating on the stomach.
Yeah,
and then he'll be able
to curdle.
Then he'll be able to drink anything after that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we should say that.
Dave's like a math scientist.
Although it's 50%. I don't know.
So also consider donating via Stream Elements by typing in !donate in the chat and click the link that appears. Twitch takes about 50% cut when you donate. Using bits, so this way you spend less money and it's an easier way to get me drunk. It's win-win for everybody. Tonight we are giving away the signed Deuce McAllister jersey, and we're going to do a second raffle for everybody that donated any amount. Those people, 2 months for free for a patron, which is a good deal. And text to speech, the best $20 you can spend on the internet. Thomas, do we have an MVP later? So far?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Saints Rabbit won not last week, but after the draft, we also did donations. And tonight, We have one new donation from your boy Alan, who subscribed.
Thank you.
Yippee! Yeah. With donation message Jeff Duncan as a whole, as always. So, that's true.
Nice.
So I'm drinking Calypso lemonade and vodka. It's delicious.
Damn.
What kind of vodka? Tito's?
No, it's like super, super El Chico.
Kevin, are
like,
you doing mock drafts?
McCain. What, like Kirkland's?
Yeah, like Kirkland's vodka.
Did you know that Kirkland's vodka is actually Grey Goose?
What?
Yeah, that's what someone told me. I don't know if
that's
it's true.
That's not true. That's an old.
I mean, this
someone,
is
someone can confirm that urban legend in the chat. But no, I was told that it's from the same factory as Grey Goose, and they just, I don't know.
I very much believe that because I think they do the same thing with like
Noel Alfredo says Ralph
their golf stuff.
Ralph's vodka comes in a plastic bottle. It does. It
well, that would be like Aristocrat.
Taka.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you drinking tonight, Dave?
I'm drinking Parish Brewing Brain Cake.
Damn, that's
I'm drinking my favorite Mexican beer, Pacifico. Thomas, if you want me to elaborate, I'd be happy to.
You can.
Is Dave's microphone doing Morse code simultaneously?
Oh my god.
Yeah, I could hear it there this time.
Why is this I don't understand why this is happening all of a sudden. Like, we've been fine for like the last few weeks.
Why is this quality so bad? It does not sound like this on his phone.
God, I
why
hate
is
to
that
hear
quality
that.
So
I
terrible? It does not sound like that on my phone.
Yeah. You know, I gotta say, I like is it
oh,
evil?
It's
is
a deception! Matt Ryan!
We're never trading down. Suck it, Kevin.
Dan, thanks for $20 tip. Wild Fredo 2 for the first time ever, I think. Welcome to the Saints Happy Hour.
Nice.
Wow.
The new MVP leader.
What I was going to say is that, and maybe this is evil of me, it's mean, but Dave had horrific audio for the longest time. In fact, it was so bad for numerous years on this podcast that it was like
how bad
joke.
Was
like,
it?
Yeah, shocking, Dave. Your audio sucks again. And then it flipped like a switch. Like he got fiber internet. Something happened in his house.
Fiber internet.
Not surprisingly, in quintessential Dave style, classic. The flip switches. And he immediately gets arrogant about his audio. It turned from like embarrassment and shame and self-consciousness to immediately like, what's wrong with your audio, Juge? What's wrong with your audio, Ralph? Like, mine's always perfect. You know, it was just like
why my
constantly
audio
was, like all perspective was immediately lost. And he was throwing in our face how bad our audio was. So I actually relished the moments where Dave has technical difficulties. I'm gonna be honest. Yeah,
it was. So the Saints continued the Dave Cariello do nothing exciting and plan for the future off season. Sure, Mickey traded up to drink some Kool-Aid. See, drink the Kool-Aid. But the 2025 draft is intact, Kevin. And if Brock Bowers had fallen to 14, Sean McVay was prepared to godfather Loomis to trade down. So let's start there, Dave. Give me your overall thoughts on the Saints draft.
Overall thoughts. You know,
and you know, if you're in the live stream right now, or if you watch later on YouTube, we have a nice little graphic that Thomas has up of all seven players right now.
I love the Fuaga pick. Okay, that was great. The draft just came to us perfectly. I like the Kool-Aid pick. I can't say I'm crazy about the Rattler pick. I don't know if I understand that. I also kind of feel like
Would you have preferred TJ Tampa over Kool-Aid?
No, not over Kool-Aid.
TJ Tampa.
Who I might have preferred like is if you're gonna go with a guy like Rattler at quarterback, I feel like might as well go with Pratt at that point. So I just feel like we could have had Pratt.
What a freaking homer comment. No. My God.
Could have had
Pratt. I mean, the thing is,
they traded up once, whatever, twice. But I mean, they got this one. Okay.
They just burned two picks to do it.
Yeah. But They got seven players, so I'm pretty happy about that. For the Saints, that's
a lot of players.
Yeah, that's a fairly robust draft class. So,
robust.
So, you know, and I mean, look, they got all kinds of they got two offensive tackles. They, you know, they got help at wide receiver, they linebacker, defense, the cornerback. I mean, they got help at a lot of different places.
I don't know that, like,
well, they got, you know, they got guys.
I wouldn't say they got help.
I'm not blown away by it, but
I would say they got potential interesting dudes, but like Kool-Aid and Fuaga,
and we were also talking and like Kevin was happy about, like, they did not give away any future assets. So next year's looking good. Overall,
interception.
Drink the Kool-Aid.
You know, the other thing too is I'm looking.
Another 20 buckaroos from White Fredo. Damn. Thanks. Thank you, also, Fredo. Thanks to White Fredo
Wild
for subscribing.
Fredo is going nuts.
Also, thanks to White Fredo for subscribing for the first time. And to Tiger Jet for 2 months sub for a donation message. Hootie hoo, who that friends.
So, Wild Fredo and Nola Fredo are different people, right?
Yeah, I just asked
this
that in the chat.
This is going to get confused.
This is really throwing me off my game.
Or is it like one, Harvey? One has a goatee, the other one doesn't.
Is it like Harvey Two-Face from Batman? It's the same.
Can you put the graphic back up, Thomas?
Yeah, I just wanted to show the donation.
Kevin, I think
$45 away.
Oh, go ahead. You were going to ask Kevin. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, Kevin, besides the Kool-Aid pick, I think my favorite thing about the Saints draft is they drafted a defensive tackle, Christian Boyd, in the sixth round that has better run-stuffing metrics and pass-rushing metrics than the Falcons did in round two for a guy they traded up for. that made me really happy. Kevin, I know you were disappointed that the Kool-Aid trade-up freaked me and you out, but they ended up not doing what we feared they were going to do the rest of the draft.
Before Kevin goes on, and I'm sure there's going to be a rant coming here. So before he goes on,
comfortable.
I just wanted to make one other point, or maybe even pose a question to you guys, because I've just looked up the numbers here. Are the Saints getting away from the whole Raz thing? Because Spencer Rattler's got a 2 point something Raz score.
No.
Christian Boyd, the guy that you said.
That's right.
Has a 4.63 RAS score. Kool-Aid has a 7 point something RAS score.
Means is a RAS god, though.
Yeah. Okay. But my question still stands. Like, are we noticing, do we feel like they're kind of backing off of that whole RAS thing? What do you guys think? Is this evidence?
Potentially, I think with Trevor Penalty, they went a little too far. They went a little too deep in the Raz, and they had
they got burned.
They got to like pull it back. They went like too far into the Raz, and they had to pull it back. I think that's a fair
point. And remember,
Kool-Aid ran. His time was bad. He's got a busted up. He's got a Jones fracture in his foot, and he still
it really wasn't that bad considering
he had a Jones fracture in his foot.
I mean, like, it was a sub 4.5.
It was a sub 4.5. Like, if his foot heals correctly, he'll probably be fine. But knowing that he's a Saint, his foot will fall off.
Well, and this isn't why I brought this up, but I'm just realizing it now. I seem to remember me saying Raz wasn't that important, and you guys really getting on me. I feel like maybe I was ahead of my time, and maybe I was right, and you guys were all wrong.
Well, here we go.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
Right.
But anyway, we can. I just wanted to mention the Raz thing. Just wanted to mention.
All right, let's get Kevin's rant now.
Yeah, it's not. I don't think it's going to be much of a rant. I really don't.
Why?
Because I feel like I got most of it out on night two, and then a little bit extra on the Saturday show that Ralph and I did.
Yeah.
I'm disappointed. I was disappointed with the trade up, and then to go to like sit and wait, you know, okay. But then to not grab another tackle until the very end, until, you know, the near Mr. Irrelevant pick, like you know, hey, maybe this guy turns out to be the Marcus Colston of offensive tackles, and he turns out to be like a 10-year guy, and he's super reliable and a very solid hand.
Are you guys picking up on vibes that Kevin is like a little depressed after the game?
Definitely, man.
I mean, I just pulled up our text from
Kevin's just weekend. A little low energy, maybe hating himself a little bit.
Kevin said this is on Saturday afternoon. He called the Saints an unserious organization.
Right. Yeah,
Kevin's going back to the text.
By that.
I was a little met. Andrew,
Kevin, how many hotlines have you called since the draft?
None, surprisingly.
I have to say this.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
No, I was going to say, I've been a little melancholy, Kevin, because I've been thinking a lot. The Saints, apparently, and the Rams had a deal ready to go, ready to roll at 14.
No way. Why you got to choose violence, Ralph? Why you got to cut him so deep?
If Brock Bowers was there. So I just keep thinking, like, the Rams went ridiculous to trade up in round two with Carolina. Like, Lord knows what they were offering Loomis for Bowers. And I just keep thinking, like, it was so close. It was we were literally as close as we ever going to get. And, like, But on the flip side of that, Andrew, it makes me happy because the Saints, to me, this draft proved they clearly understand where they are. That mortgage the future, burn future assets for now, the salary cap, that's over. And Dave, you got your wish. You got yours.
Well, I mean, they still traded up, right? They still traded up to get Kool-Aid. So I think there are scenarios where they will look at the value. And Thomas, do you mind putting up the graphic again with all the picks? But, you know, so you look at Kool-Aid, and I think he came at a spot where they were like, okay, if we move up a few picks, he's like a first round grade for us. You know, he's in the let's say mid 20s. I don't know what he was on their board, but I know he was a first round grade for them. And so, you know, let's say he was like
had him in the mid 20s.
He was like 21, and the next guy is like 46. And for them it's like, okay, we're looking at a 25 player discrepancy. So let's burn 2 5th round picks and move up to get this guy. And if we're being true to our board, then he's 25 players better than the next guy we will get if we stand pat. And so, you know, look, Ralph, we were talking about this before the show. It's like, I still support the Saints methodology because, like, why else? Like, if you don't trust the work that you're putting in, and it's not to say that they're always right, and of course we're going to bang on them for getting it wrong, but it's like, if you're going to put all this time into evaluating players, you got to believe in your process, and you got to believe that, you know, if this guy's available, like, sometimes it's worth it to go get them compared to what's left. And I just look at these picks, like, and it's kind of like common sense. Like, I would say it's not common sense, but it's like if you look at the masses, most people would tell you that Fuaga at 14, McKinstry in the second round, Rattler in the 5th round, Bub Memes in the 5th round, Ford in the 5th round. Like, they're not, none of these, the Saints aren't being accused of reach picks with any of these. The consensus is that these are all tremendous value picks. Yeah. And now you can start to talk about, it's a little scary that people are actually giving the Saints praise with these picks. We're used to people saying, "Oh, that's a reach," or "the Saints were way too aggressive getting this player." Well, for whatever reason, this year everyone's like, "Yeah, the Saints kind of nailed this," and we don't trust the nerds. So on some level, that makes me nervous. But the flip side is, no one is banging on the Saints saying like, "Yeah, like they got too aggressive to go get this guy." Everyone's kind of like, considering where they were slotted, the guy they picked was tremendous value. And that's been a consistent theme throughout this draft. So, and then I'll take this a step further. If you look at the positions, tackle, defensive tackle, linebacker, quarterback, receiver, cornerback, they hit – pretty much most of their needs. They're going to need to do some stuff in free agency, but I like the spread of positions. And then the last thing I'll say is that obviously your picks in the first and second round in a draft like this are going to be the most important. And I'll reiterate, I don't know how many people listening to this now have listened to what I said post-draft or what I said the previous week, so I'll just reiterate. I have been told by a number of people that Fuaga was their number one rated tackle, that he was the best. And then there's a lot of other sound bites about Malik Nabers and Brian Thomas of LSU saying that McKinstry was the best cornerback they faced in college. And I mean, these are guys that had 1,000 yards. They're both first round picks. They went to LSU, you know, put up great numbers. You know, Spencer Rattler, I mean, let's talk about backup quarterback for a second. You've got Jake Haner, who's basically like being handed the job, right? He's battling with Kellen Mond and Nathan Peterman. I mean, we're in big trouble if he doesn't win the
He's
backup job.
He's just there for the looks only.
Well, here's right. my question.
But look, Rattler 2 years ago at Oklahoma, people were talking about him like he was going to be a top 10 pick.
Yeah.
So well, yeah, I know like his career changed course and everything, but I'm just saying at certain points, these guys were... There's a lot of clout that follows these players.
Rattler was a five-star high school player of the year. But yeah. Kevin, the Rattler pick made me truly realize and appreciate how much Saints Twitter hates Derek Carr. Like, the Saints drafted a fifth-round quarterback who failed, basically, or underachieved at two schools. And people are already putting the anointing oils on him because of like four throws he made against Georgia in the first half. By the way, a game South Carolina lost. So that was the most interesting, like the depth to where people just want Derek Carr up out of here. Like, I don't know, like put a percentage on it, however you feel about it. If it's 30%, 40% of social people on social media. But like the excitement that people felt about Spencer Rattler, like...
I agree, Ralph. It was a little over the top.
It was, but yeah.
What's the difference between Haner and Rattler? Haner was drafted in the fourth round. Haner was a higher draft pick than Rattler.
Haner's like more that? Sexy.
Have you seen Haner's pictures? Sexiness?
No. I'm. That's what I'm saying. Like people, I feel like people are excited about like. I don't know if
Rattler just.
Whatever you feel about the Rattler pick, you should also feel about the Haner pick. Like, if you like the Rattler pick, then you should have liked the Haner pick. If you hate the Rattler pick, then you should have hated the Haner pick.
I think Rattler kind of comes with more credentials.
Yeah.
Honestly. I know he was around later, so, like, I get your point, Dave. It's like apples to apples. Why would you like Haner more? Why would you like Rattler more? But Rattler was way more high profile in college.
Somebody said Spencer Rattler looks like the guy who was going to be cast as Patrick Mahomes in the Travis Kelce Taylor Swift movie. Which
Haner was the quarterback of Notre Dame, wasn't he?
No, he's Fresno State.
Oh,
you sound knowledgeable.
But no, who is the guy? Who did we have from Notre Dame?
Ian Book.
Oh, yeah.
You wrote a song about him, Dave. Jesus.
Terrible. I like that on his phone.
Here, somebody in the chat asked, are we worried about how the Saints are going to go about quarterback evaluation? That's a great question, Olafredo, because Kevin, they got five guys at quarterback. Like, how are you going to get them snapped? How are you going to get all these guys?
Well, let's hurry up and cut Kellen Mond because that can't come fast enough. And
right,
let's go ahead and cut Nathan Peterman in short order afterwards.
There's a tweet, Ralph.
Oh yeah.
You know, I'll be honest, guys. Like, at least for this season, you know, you get to a point where if all hope is lost, obviously you play Haner, you play Rattler, like you see what the young kids have. But in a scenario where the Saints, let's say, are 6-4. And obviously, I don't know how realistic this is, but let's just say, play along with me here. The Saints are 6-4. And I mean, Look, in a perfect world, you cut Peterman, you cut Mond, and so you have Rattler and Hayner on your roster, and whoever's second or third, like, you let that play out in preseason, you figure that out. But if the Saints are 6-4 and Carr goes down, and let's say the Saints are tied for the division lead with the Falcons at that point, they're both 6-4, I'm turning to Taysom. I'm going to Taysom Hill at quarterback.
Right.
And I'm like, I would eventually
He's
go to the rookies.
Your most seasoned veteran.
Like, if the season's lost, then now, okay, it becomes about evaluating guys and giving them a chance. Of course, then I would turn to the rookies. But the Saints quarterback room and the roster that they have, it's interesting in the sense that Taysom is still there. He still has these capabilities as an athlete. And I would turn him loose in a scenario like that.
Well, that's interesting. The
issue with Rattler was that they didn't. Scouts and coaches didn't like how he looked on this show recorded when he was in high school.
Yeah.
When you say looked, what do you mean by that?
I mean the way he presented himself.
He had a bad attitude. He's kind of a jerk.
But this was in high school. This wasn't a show about college. This was filmed, you know, four or five years ago.
So I think you're pointing to some character concerns, which are out there.
But the South Carolina coach shot those down. But Kevin,
he was 17. Like, everybody's an idiot, an asshole when they're 17. Like, I'm willing to give him the benefit of the doubt. Like, you know, people change.
I'm pretty sure Drew Brees was a choir boy at 17.
Well,
just to play devil's advocate.
Yeah, well, not everybody can be Drew Brees.
I'm sure Derek, you know what? If you want to play that, I'm sure Derek Carr was,
I bet Derek Carr never nice said guy. A crossword to his parents, not one time. I'm just saying. I bet Max has been ruder to me in the last 2 hours than Derek Carr has ever been to his parents.
I don't know. Look, like, there is no, and look, I don't know. Granderson,
you got that
personally.
Job? Get him.
I don't know Granderson personally, other than he's my UDFA son. Other than he has meals at my house and sleeps in a bedroom, you know, and all that, but at my house. But no one came to the Saints with a more checkered and concerning background than Granderson. I mean, and he's now gotten a second contract. Is it a third, Ralph? Has he got a third contract?
No, it's second. No, you're right. He got a third because
I think he got a 1 year deal and then he got another deal after that. So
he's
now gotten three contracts from the Saints, and you know, I mean, he's stayed out of trouble. I don't know how good of a person he is, but he's Granderson stayed out of trouble. You don't hear too much about him from his teammates and the staff in terms of like what kind of character guy he is. But the point I'm making is I'm not going to crucify Rattler for something he did when he was 17. I don't care because I've seen players come into the Saints organization with way worse track records like Granderson. And at least so far, Granderson's been fine.
Yeah. And the one thing I'll say about Rattler, Kevin, is, and you can probably back me up on this, I can't remember the last time the Saints drafted a quarterback with his kind of elite physical skills. Like, say what you want about Rattler, like, that dude can throw it.
Yes.
Right? When was the last time the Saints drafted a quarterback that wasn't about, like, he's a leader and he's a good guy and he's smart and he can read a defense? Like, at least like Rattler's like got physical skills. When was the last time the Saints drafted a quarterback, Kevin? Can you think of a guy that we were like, oh, he's got some talent?
Mike Buck had a freaking cannon.
Mike Buck.
I mean, he sucked, but I'm just saying, like, his arm was nasty.
Yeah. Basically like Jamarcus Russell.
I mean, who had a better career, Mike Buck or Jamarcus Russell? Discuss in the chat.
Probably Jamarcus, honestly.
Wow.
Maybe.
Yeah. So, Kevin, give me your favorite pick of the draft from the Saints made.
I mean, it's got to be the first one. I mean, it's got to be Flaga. It's got to be the tribal chief.
Flaga.
It's got to be the one-man Samoan SWAT team. You know, like, me and you came in here on night one, and we were happy. We were giddy, not only because they didn't trade up, but because they addressed, they took a huge step toward addressing their most glaring need.
Yeah.
And they got a guy that was highly touted.
Yeah.
And skilled. And everything Juge is saying for, just backs that up. It's like the team has high hopes for him. So it was great. And then just from there, for me, everything just went into a nosedive. Like like the Ultimate Warrior just grabbed the controls and just took the plane into a nosedive toward parts unknown. And it was, you know, just disappointing. So I got to say Fuaga. I know that's the chalk answer. But, yeah.
Yeah, it is what it is. Did somebody send... Did we get you a ring light yet? Where is it? Did it not come?
Oh, yeah. You should have a ring.
Yeah, it's I've got the ring light on. Yeah.
Jesus.
I should have
seen you want another ring light.
And can you turn it off? Can we see how bad it looks without? Okay. Okay, fair enough. Turn it back on.
I mean...
You want it much brighter?
No, that's good.
Now
that's
it looks better, I think.
Yeah, actually, it looks better now.
Actually, look at my goddamn head. You can see, you know.
No, but it's better now than it did before you turned it off.
Yeah.
Does it, like, lose power? Is it battery?
No, it's plugged into my monitor.
You should put it on the other side, Kevin. On your left
side. Put it on the other side?
Yeah, on your left side, yeah.
You need to become a Saints Happy Hour patron. It's best Saints podcast and community in the world. You get every podcast without no commercials, early access to special episodes, and patron-only perks. You get to talk to my dad on Discord, and you get cool swag box delivered to your house. Go to saintshappyhour.com and sign up today. That's the best commercial ever.
So... before Andrew and Dave give their favorite picks, I'm going to give mine. I should have sent Thomas this tweet that I found that I retweeted. But yeah, my favorite pick
I'm going to set it up. Don't worry.
Is Kool-Aid McKinstry, because the Saints, since 2015, they haven't really missed on corner or safety except for a couple of picks.
Yeah.
And partially, one of the picks they missed on, Natrell Jameson, he came on this podcast and we probably ruined him. So like, partially it's probably our fault. And Cam Moore.
What about Damian Swan?
Damian, he had some interceptions.
What about
for the Saints?
I don't even remember Cam Moore.
I mean, Stanley Jean-Baptiste, but that's pre Dennis Allen return. I mean, since 2015, since Dennis Allen's been back, this is a murderer's row at corner.
So like, if you can't see the list, it's PJ Williams, Von Bell, Marcus Williams, Lattimore, Natrell Jameson, Cam Moore, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, Paulson Adebo, Alante Taylor, Jordan Howden, and now Kool-Aid McKinstry. I mean, this list really is insane.
Yeah, those are good
points. It's nuts.
Yeah. I mean, if you take out 2015... 24. If you take out 2014 and you just do it since Dennis Allen returned, it's 8 out of 10 or 8 out of 12 or 8 out of 10 hits.
Like Dennis Allen
and,
is
and
the misses
are like Jameson and Cam Moore, who are fifth and sixth round picks.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know,
Dennis Allen is to cornerbacks what Sean Payton was to small scat backs, running backs.
that's what Traverse Cadet said.
Yeah. Well, look. Look, there's a miss or two on that list too. All right.
Yeah.
No, I mean I'm half kidding, but Cadet was a great acquisition when you consider he went to freaking App State, was undrafted, and he contributed. You know, he made plays.
Dave, your
scored touchdowns.
Your favorite pick, Dave?
It's got to be one of the top two. Like I don't really know enough about the other two guys. If I knew like some funny story about one of these last guys in the late round, that would make me love them, I would, you know, maybe I would pick them. But Kool-Aid, obviously, awesome name. I'm going to enjoy this for a while. And
he did go to Alabama, though. That's kind
yeah, of, I know. Not gonna do that. Well, I don't really care about LSU, but I still don't really love Alabama. Ralph, like you said, he's probably going to be great. Nick Saban loves him. But like Kevin said, Fuaga, I think that fills the biggest need and makes the biggest difference. So I'd probably go with that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if you're like expecting me to say, oh, I'm going with Bub Means because he's a Raz God. You know, he's the 9.5 Raz. I am excited about Bub Memes, and I'm excited to see what he's going to do. But yeah, Fuaga's got to be the pick here. And, you know, look, this draft was interesting in the sense that obviously six quarterbacks went in the first 12 picks, which was the most ever in the first 12 picks. And I don't think we saw Penix and Bo Nix and J.J. McCarthy. I mean, we sensed that maybe McCarthy could go before the Saints pick, but I really didn't have Nix and Penix going on my bingo card. And Nix to the Broncos was something that was rumored, and I remember thinking, like, well, man, wouldn't that be awesome? Because it just pushes talent down board. But the weird thing about this draft is that I feel like even though six quarterbacks went in the top 12, the guys that were available to the Saints at 14 were kind of what we were seeing consistently in mock drafts. Nonetheless,
it was strange
in the sense that you would have thought we would have had a surprise guy at 14 where it's like, oh shit, maybe this is too good to pass up. But like Adunze was gone. Marvin Harrison Jr. was gone. Malik Nabers was gone. Bowers was gone. So like these guys that you would have been intrigued by and said, ooh, maybe we, you know, maybe we don't. You know, it was also a surprise to see J.C. Latham go so early. And so there was a lot of surprises. But then when you got to the Saints at 14, I felt like it was a lot of the customary usual suspects seeing in these mocks.
No, because what it was, Andrew, was no defense. We didn't foresee defensive players getting picked. We didn't mock six, you know,
maybe a couple corners. Like, yeah.
I figured Dallas Turner and at least one of the corners was going to go.
Right.
The Saints could have had any defensive player they wanted, which was surprising. Which brings me to my next point is, what is the pick that you really didn't like. I'll start. There weren't any picks that I didn't like because there wasn't anybody because the Saints went so long without picking. It wasn't like there was guys that got picked in the third and fourth round, and then the Saints, they either passed on them or they didn't quite get there. Like, it was such a long wait. I wouldn't say that I hate this pick, but the Jalen Ford pick at linebacker is really, really interesting to me just because he is a guy that he's going to make this. If he makes the Saints, it's going to be because he can cover. And to me, that's just interesting in that linebacker has totally gone away from you got to be tough against the run, you got to be big, you got to be thick, you got to be able to. Like now, like linebacker, if you can't cover, you have no shot in the NFL in 2024. So I don't want to say I hate the pick, but the Jalen Ford pick to me is just really interesting because DeMario Davis is 1,000 years old and Pete Warner was kind of awful last year. So there is a path for him to make the squad, even though they signed Gay in free agency and they signed that other linebacker from Washington. I forget his name. He's really interesting. That pick surprised me because of what the few things the Saints had done in free agency. Picking a linebacker in round five kind of did surprise me a little bit. Kevin, the pick you hated or was surprised or were surprised by?
No. We can go with hated. I'm gonna say Spencer Rattler. The Saints decided not to try and trade up, which, again, I know that sounds weird, me saying not trading up. Okay, so you decide not to trade up, so you stand pat and you wait until 150, and you take a quarterback. Like, I get that Spencer Rattler is the quote-unquote value pick, but, again, unless Spencer Rattler's going to put on 100 pounds and suddenly try and play offensive line, I don't understand the vision. Like, they had the Texas kid Christian Jones was still on the board. Like, I'm looking at it right now. He, where the hell? I just missed him. He ended up going 12 picks later to the Cardinals. And I'm just like, you... Tackle and O-line, that was the thing. That was the thing. And instead, we're buckshotting it all over the place and just grabbing these random things. And I don't know. I would have grabbed another tackle.
You would, yeah. You want more guys in the mix,
right? Especially again, I refer you to the depth chart in which people are saying, "Boy, I hope the Saints bring Ruiz back."
Andres Pete.
Andres, whatever. Yeah. I'm annoyed. Sorry.
His name is Andres.
I hope they. Well, I hope. See, I hope Ruiz plays well. I hope they bring Andres Pete back. Sandy I hope Manny. Trevor Penning somehow wakes up in year two.
Three.
But it's just like this is why in most of my mock drafts I kept going after the O-line. It was O-line. Like if I feel like. Luke Russert, I want to have a little whiteboard where I can just say O-line. That's all. That's all.
Andrew, pick you hated.
I agree with Kevin that Spencer Rattler was definitely the most surprising. And I had the biggest eyebrow raise, right? I think that's probably true for all of us. We saw Rattler get picked and we were like, whoa. But then, you know, it started to make sense to me the more I thought about it. I mean, first of all, I love a quarterback room with more youth and talent, just in general. And Jameis Winston's gone. Andy Dalton's gone. Like, we don't really have the veteran presence in the room anymore. And so, I mean, I know that, like, 90% of the fan base seems to think that Derek Carr is the worst quarterback ever. But I actually think Derek Carr is a good dude. I think he's a good teacher. I think he's a decent quarterback. And I like the idea that it's not just being handed to Haener where he's like, congrats, you're the backup. Cause like to me, when Nathan Peterman and Kellen Mond are on the roster, like you're basically saying, congrats, Jake, you're the backup. And now you bring in a rookie with some talent and they're both young and they're both learning from Derek Carr, who I think is going to be a good mentor to those guys. And I like that this quarterback room is expanded with youthful talent and that, you know, these guys are going to be able to battle up where it's not just like, yeah, Jameis is gone. The job's yours now. So I like that. Honestly, like, I don't hate any of these picks. Like, there's not one where I look at it and I'm like, man, what are they doing? And sure, like, there's probably, like, a guy you could mention and, hey, I would prefer this guy over this guy. But, I mean, once
they
we're
They didn't go off the reserve. They didn't do a Rick Leonard.
Once you're getting into the fifth round, you're grasping at straws, right? So it's just like, we'll see what happens. Just going back to the Raz thing real quick. I was surprised to see a defensive tackle that was in the fours.
Yeah.
I was surprised to see quarterback is different because I feel like with Grayson and Ian Book, like I feel like their evaluation of quarterbacks have been different from the Raz stuff in the past. But I mean, I'll even say with Kool-Aid McKinstry, 5'10". He's not the prototype corner. Like, they've always been with P.J. Williams and whatever, like, Damian Swan, all these guys. Like, it's always been, like, give me a corner that's 6'1", 6'2", 210 pounds. They can play the run. And McKinstry does not fit that profile. Now, McKinstry is actually a very physical, tough run defender, despite being 5'10", and he's...
The guy's nickname is Kool-Aid. Can you use it as much as possible? Stop calling him by his last name.
Sorry. My apologies.
Baldwin says he's 6 foot.
Okay, whatever. But my point is, Kool-Aid is not, from a size point of view, what was he, Raz? He was below 8, right?
Yes!
Yeah. So, once again, doesn't fit the prototypical profile of what the Saints have gone after at that position. But like, to me, that's one where I'm like, I'm really glad they deviated because I think Kool-Aid's an amazing player. So I'm not bent out of shape about this, but I will say the pivot is surprising.
Yeah,
I kind of feel like I was right about this Raz thing the whole time.
Oppenheimer says he's 5'11 and a half, according to the combine, which we know they lie.
He's not wearing lift loafers like Nick Saban does. Okay. Like we're fighting over, like,
he's got to wear those Hokas with the big thick heels.
Oppenheimer does say that he's 6'10 on Tinder, for what it's worth.
So Thomas, give
us an upper laying down.
Give us a donation update, Thomas, before we get to our
donation update. Not enough. Give more.
Well, it's been a while since last donation.
Where's the support, guys? Do we want to see Ralph drink?
$5.
What's going on here?
We are at 55 out of 100. While Fredo is still in the lead with $45, suddenly your boy on second place, five buckaroos with Tiger Jet 21. $5.
All right. So
by the way, we are on a 38 week streak. So let's keep it that way, guys. Let's hit the 39 weeks.
So we're not doing the UDFA Sun Draft tonight.
Why not?
Oh, deception! Deception! Matt Ryan.
Why not?
I'm just 6,212 days and counting since the Saints last trade down. Long live the streak. Sorry, Kevin.
So what do we want to do?
Matt Ryan.
The Falcons draft still sucked more than everyone else.
When the Cavalier 28.3, so we are almost at the second goal.
Wow. So what are we gonna? What are we doing here?
Which one do you want?
Old Smoky Moonshine.
Thank you guys, by the way.
Or peanut butter.
Deception!
Wow.
Oh, shit.
How about two shots at once?
Andrew, we are less than 20 buckaroos away from Ralph drinking both at the same time. Let's give them some time.
So what's he want? Does he want peanut butter?
Well, hold on. How far are we, Thomas?
Less than 20.
Less than 20 bucks. Like, let's just make Ralph take both of these at the same time. I think we hold out and force Ralph to drink both of these.
Damn, it's gonna be bad. $18.40.
So I'm gonna
get ready, Ralph.
I have a feeling it's about to drop. $18.40.
So
that's
nothing. Both at the same time?
No, one like back to back, Chief.
Oh, okay.
Well, first of all, we need an extra
$18.40.
Okay. So, so let's start. I'll wait and we'll see if we get it. So Thomas did this amazing graphic. It was called Mock versus Reality, where he took.
You don't want to do the UDFA?
Oh, deception!
Oh, yeah, let's do the UDFA.
We're there. Easily, we're there.
Oh, deception!
What do you mean at the same time?
I'm gonna do
one and then the other, or you're gonna mix them together in the same?
No, I'm gonna do one and then the other.
Hold on. The only thing I was gonna say was, Thomas, I feel like we didn't hear what the statements were.
I don't know if there were statements. I think they just wanted to get their money in. So
there were Wild Fredo with 20 buckaroos said, "Take him down, Ralph," and who that golf at the same time? 20 buckaroos with, "Do it."
I'm gonna do
peanut butter whiskey first, and I'm gonna follow it by the moonshine, Dave, so that it doesn't coat my stomach. And to be fair, you're a scientist, so I'll do the peanut butter whiskey first. So here we go.
Oh my gosh, this is crazy!
All right, because hold on, rate that real quick. Rate that before That's you go a, to the next one. Rate it.
Number
eight.
Eight.
Oh, he hesitated on that.
Yeah.
His son's just off camera, like,
"Hey, Sally, I need an instance."
How we doing, Ralph?
Oh, Fuck. The moonshine is just, it's really gross.
Yeah.
What would you rate that at?
And then he's washing it down with more booze. I love that. That's my favorite thing. He doesn't even have he doesn't have water nearby, a Powerade, a Gatorade. The only thing he has to wash down the two shots of 80 proof alcohol is more booze.
He's a professional, man.
But no tongues.
Give me the moonshine, Ralph.
Is a 9. I feel like this is the moonshine, like, that I got a really long time ago because it was in the back. And it was like really thick and chalky. Like it may have gone bad.
Sally, I need help. Bad.
It's really bad. Sally's not giving me any help. I think the Astros are falling apart. I could die and she wouldn't care.
You know what, guys? We are less than $80 away from the third ring, by the way.
Uh-oh. Go get that third shot ready, Ralph.
Nolan Fredo says the banana moonshine isn't bad. I beg to differ, Nolan.
He also says puking is on the table, kids.
Toilet moonshine. That would be a good. Moonshine is poison.
9.5.
Let's look at our drafts.
Let's look at the drafts. Mock versus reality.
I like when we do this fun stuff.
So, Thomas, who are you going to put up first?
Let's go with the best one with the mock draft aficionado,
Kevin. I mean, Kevin nailed it.
So on the left is who Kevin picked.
Yeah.
At the position he picked it at,
And then on the right is where they were picked.
So reality. He picked Olu Fashanu at 17, but he really got picked at 11.
Correct. Isn't this draft like basically? Kevin's reality is complete bullshit because these guys always go earlier than Kevin picks them.
No. I mean, yeah. But
Fashanu went 11. He said 17. Polk went 37. He was
able to get Fashanu at 17. In his mock draft. Like,
it's a steal.
For some reason, somehow, he was
all
able
of them
to steal.
All of them are steals.
I'm just saying, clearly, it was unrealistic.
I think the only pick that he really was the one he picked at 116, and the guy for the Colts went at 79. That's a wide berth of difference.
I guess Kevin had the wherewithal to pick the guys when they fell to him.
Right. Yeah.
So from a value standpoint, he was clearly on point.
Also, we're using different
Ryan.
When is the trash Matt Ryan retirement worst sack bracket?
Damn, thanks, Andrew's dad for 20.3.
Ralph, you're in trouble. You might need to go get that shot.
Get the Malta boot.
Malta boot.
Yeah. Well, also not fair is that all of us use different freaking platforms, and you know, because Ralph, you lied and you used some other platform.
Yeah, Ralph cheated.
I didn't use any platform.
It's like when Ralph is like with trivia, he's like, "Well, is it this? Is it this?" And then he quickly Googles off the side, and he's like, "No, I think it's this." And then he has the right answer.
The truth is, Max did my draft. I'm not going to lie. Let's pick some names out of a hat, kid.
Andrew, what did you use for your?
I used Pro Football Talk.
Pro Football Talk? No. No, you definitely did not use Pro Football.
Pro Football Nation?
Yeah. So, Thomas, which one's next?
Which one you want? I think we should do.
All right, Kevin made 5 picks, and all the picks that he made, he got.
I think Kevin's the winner.
They were drafted earlier than Kevin picked them.
Yeah, let's go to mine, Thomas. This should be fun.
No, let's go to Andrew's. I'm.
All right, Andrew. We'll go to Andrew's.
Oh my gosh, am I going to be last?
No, you're not. You're not, Dave.
Well, that's right. I forgot. Ralph's.
All right.
So I picked Adunze at 14. He ended up going at 9.
Mm-hmm.
I picked the BYU tackle Kingsley at 40. He went 31. I picked Mason McCormick at 130. He went 119.
Mm-hmm.
I picked Isaac Guerrero. That was the running back from Louisville.
Yeah,
I picked him 170. He went 129. And then I picked Gabe Hall at 175. Yeah. He was undrafted. So that was kind of the one
you fucked up
horrendous
once.
Pick that I made. I think that was a high RAS pick. I wonder why.
I think the last two are the ones that – I think the last two would be the dings against you. But the – like, I think the McCormick pick and the Suamatea pick
right,
that were, you know, were, like, pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I thought I did pretty good. That last pick, obviously, at 175, I picked a guy that was undrafted, so that's not good.
So you're going Dave next or me, Thomas?
No, Ralph.
We can go Dave.
Oh, man.
Let's save the best for last.
Yeah, TJ Tampa.
TJ Tampa, man. God,
Dave. Jesus.
Brutal.
He was almost perfect with Brock Bowers.
That's really where your draft went sour, Dave. It's the second round pick. My God.
You overdrafted three times, Dave.
No, it's like every other pick, too.
Every other pick is
and
a
the
disaster.
Ones that you underdrafted were pretty close, like the Bowers pick.
I don't know,
and,
like Trevor Keegan was kind of close,
yeah,
right?
Keegan kind was close, and Bowers was close. Yeah.
Xavier Thomas was also close. 12 picks.
So, I mean, for those of you that are listening and not looking at the graphics or anything, Dave picked TJ Tampa 45th overall. He ended up going 130th overall.
That's three rounds.
Yeah, but he went to the Ravens, and everybody says the Ravens won the draft. So I think I won this.
Yeah, that's a stretch. That's a stretch at best.
Yeah. So let's go to mine.
Let's go to the best one.
Oh, my God.
This ought to be good.
Oh, maybe I'm trolling.
Maybe. This is bad.
This is not that bad.
Wait, what? Yeah, it's not really that bad. He's only three picks. I mean, he only got four picks, so that's part of the problem.
Yeah.
So that's Christian Jones, you took it 88. He went 162.
That's bad.
But the other three are really good.
Yeah. Almost. I mean, the Christian Jones pick, that one really surprised me in like. He was rated as like a third round pick, and he just
that's what I'm saying about TJ Tampa.
He must have personal problems.
TJ Tampa.
It seems like Ralph has an in with the Cardinals. Clearly, because the Cardinals picked two guys that Ralph picked. So
I'm not gonna lie,
out there in Arizona. Man.
I went pretty much straight PFF chalk.
Yeah,
when I did my draft. So if you have a problem with my draft, you have a problem with PFF.
I mean, the thing is, though, and by the way, if you're not a patron and you're listening to this, you should become a patron because we have the mock draft channel where Kevin's in there doing mock drafts. We do so many of them. We don't really get that far off the rails. So the drafts are done, Kevin. The draft is done.
Yep.
A poker chip just went flying off the edge of this mug and like all the way down to the bottom.
Yeah, the mug is drunk.
I think next week we should add someone to the Saints Happy Hour Hall of Fame. We've got Streif, we've got Jimmy Graham. Mm-hmm. I think we add someone to our wall of fame.
Stanley Jean Baptiste.
Final answer.
Stanley Jean Baptiste.
My vote would be Jim Moore.
What's the biggest hole the Saints need to fill, Kevin?
Mm.
And you would like to see, like, Mekhi Becton, there was a guy that's rumored the Saints would sign him. He's a tackle for the Jets. Not a bust, but he's always hurt. Gigantic. He signed with the Eagles 1 year, $5.5 million. So the free agency pickings are slim on the offensive line. They have some other interesting guys at different positions, but offensive line is pretty slim. But what's the biggest hole you would like the Saints to fill in free agency? Or just
your mom?
I mean, tackle or guard.
Got him.
Tackle or guard. That's where I'm going to stay.
See,
yeah,
I'm going to disagree.
There is no other. No, you're not. No, you're not going to disagree.
There's nothing worth having. There's no possibility they can
doesn't
fill
matter.
That hole.
Doesn't matter.
Justin Simmons from the Broncos. Get me a pay out the nose for a safety. Go.
What?
Send that cap space, Mickey.
What?
Get yourself a quality free agency. One of the don't go Andres Pete.
No, let's trade. We can trade. But let's trade for an.
Just when I thought Ralph couldn't be any dumber, and his takes couldn't be any more awful.
Yeah, no. Let's we could trade for enough for somebody on the offensive line.
You can't. No.
Why not? Why can't we? Why not?
I mean,
we kept all of our future assets.
Oh God, stop! So, Andrew, what's the biggest hole? What would you like him to do?
I mean, honestly, there's a lot of them. What? If I'm being honest,
what?
There's so many. There's so many.
Look, Kevin is like this is an unserious podcast.
Exactly.
No,
exactly.
I mean, look, everybody wants to talk about how they love this draft.
No, I did like this draft. I did. But when I look at the team, when I look at the roster as a whole, like I would love to add Hunter Renfrow. So I'll start there. Like I'd love to add a receiver that has some chemistry with some existing chemistry with Carr. That would be good. I agree that the offensive line isn't there. Like we got to add a tackle, like period, end of story. And whether it's Pete or, you know, Donovan Smith, who's old, God. Or, you know, DJ Humphreys, who's old. I don't know.
David
I don't
Bakhtiari
know.
And his bad.
Yeah. I don't know who the guy is, but it's like, they got to do something like this offensive line. Like Penning cannot be trusted. He cannot. So I don't feel good about the offensive line. On the defensive line, like to me, that's another big hole. Mm-hmm. Because, yeah, you know, Chase Young is in the mix. And I mean, hopefully it works out with the rotation and pass rusher. And that's assuming that, you know, there's no injuries and maybe Peyton Turner can be in the mix. But I don't know. I'd love to see a little bit more competition at defensive tackle. I think linebacker's okay. I think obviously corner's great. A lot of people are bringing up safety. I'm less worried about safety. That's probably not the area that I would add. But I'll be honest, the position that I'm most concerned with is running back. And the reason I say that is, like, Kamara's kind of been slightly disappointing for a couple of years now. Jamal Williams was a complete bust last year. I mean, a complete and utter bust.
Wait, no. He gave us team decision. Don't call him a complete bust.
He was a complete bust. And Kendre Miller, who I really liked, he had moments. He was explosive.
Almost a
he was
bust.
Injured pretty much the entire season.
He was, yeah.
So I look at running back, and I'm like, can we get another guy in the mix to compete here?
I tell you what, you know, if only there was a way that the Saints could acquire
young, cheap talent,
a young, inexpensive talent. Maybe the league could like organize something annually, perhaps like in the off season, you know, maybe during the spring where they invite a bunch of these college athletes together to a city. They could congregate there. The fans could come and watch if they wanted. And the teams could, you know, choose them via some sort of predetermined order. Mm-hmm. And teams could negotiate and wheel and deal and maybe accumulate or acquire more picks somehow. And
Kevin, could teams... What if teams
That's
didn't want
illegal.
The picks? Could they get rid of them for and get higher picks?
It's crazy talk.
Yeah, if teams could take some of their picks and give them to a team to get their higher pick. Yeah,
Okay.
It's like old Western capitalism. You know, there's no money involved. It's just you're trading assets. It's like, oh, you know, here, I'll give you two of my chickens and I will get your hog. Okay.
I will say this. People are talking about Jamal Williams in the chat. Jamal Williams, besides the only thing he gave us that was any worth a damn was team decision. That was wonderful. But Dave, did you know Jamal Williams?
He got almost
as much guaranteed money as Derrick Henry did this offseason. Like the Saints gave him $8.5 million guaranteed.
Oh, interception! Jamal Williams, Derrick. Shit. Matt Ryan. Oh, wow.
I have Kevin, an issue with this.
Shut Ralph.
I play it again.
Oh, deception! Oh, deception! Matt Ryan!
Kevin, take a shot with Ralph.
Oh.
Oh, Jesus. All
right, I don't have alcohol in my house. 60 Baccaroo donation. Holy shit, dude.
I don't have alcohol in my house.
What are you, a freaking Puritan? Jesus.
Right. No, it's just, I'm, you know.
Thomas, who made that donation?
AJ Rochelle.
So AJ Rochelle, tell me, do you want me to drink the bitter, do you want me to drink the thing that's worse than Jaeger, or do you want me to drink Absinthe?
All right.
Pick, you tell me which one I'll drink because you donate so much. I will drink it. You
want all me right, to drink well, while we wait for that
answer.
By the
way, it's pretty tight at the top for the MVP, the final MVP of the draft season, White Fredo,
oh, he wants
65
Absinthe,
bucks.
So I'm going to go get the Absinthe. And I'll be back.
Jesus. AJ Rochelle, 60 bucks. Your boy,
we're going
50.
Absinthe? Is that what he's doing?
Yeah. Okay. Now, wait a minute. I have a bone to pick. I have a bone to pick with what Ralph just said, because he said the best thing Jamal Williams gave us was team decision, but he never did anything else. The whole point of team decision was because Jamal Williams sacrificed his season to play – to take more of a fullback role and not score touchdowns and
not
be
not true.
What do you mean?
What do you mean by a fullback role? He didn't take a fullback role. That's ridiculous.
That was what they said. Like that was why they did this whole thing, was because like he
Adam
like,
Prentice was the fullback. What are you talking about?
Why did Jamal Williams not have a touchdown to the end of the season?
Fullbacks get goal line carries. I don't understand this.
I don't know. Do you? Am I taking crazy pills? Do you not remember when they did team decision and Jamal Williams got the touchdown? And after the game, they were like, they did it. The reason was they did it was because Jamal Williams had to take on a different role. He wasn't playing his usual role. Do you not remember this?
Right, but I don't think that means. He's playing.
I think he got plenty of carries. He just sucked.
No. See, this is the bone. This
he
is the
averaged
bone.
Like three this, yards a carry.
Because he was playing a different role. He wasn't playing the role he was signed on to do. And this is the bone I have to pick, is that people like you and Ralph are bagging on him, but that's not fair. You're bagging on him. Like he wasn't up to the fan expectations like you and Ralph wanted, because he was asked to do something else, and like that's why they did team decision, because he was such a team player, and now you're shitting on him.
Dude,
there was a reason why they did team.
You're ruining it.
You're way off base here.
What
he had? He had 106 carries last year.
100 carries.
For 306
yards. Why did they do team decision? Why the fuck did they hand it off to Jamal Williams to get him a touchdown?
It wasn't because he was good.
No.
Oh, my. It was right. It was because
they loved him.
Right.
But he was terrible.
Sucked.
No. Yeah. This is you guys. Yes. You guys are whitewashing this.
No one thinks that you're literally the only person on earth saying that Jamal Williams had a good season for the
season. No, I'm not saying he had a good season. I'm saying that he had.
You're right. He didn't. He had an awful season.
I'm pulling up the fucking quotes. Jesus Christ.
Pull up the quotes. Here's what I'll say about Jamal Williams. He is insanely fun. He has a great personality. He was one of my favorite guys this year. The media loved him. He was hilarious. His teammates love him. Great locker room guy. Like, I will not argue any of those things. He was a great guy to have on the Saints, and he deserves to come back, and let's give him another shot. I'm down with all of that because I love Jamal Williams. None of this is hating towards him, but, like, you cannot look at the season that he had and not say that he sucked. He sucked. And the people that I've talked to have told me that, like, yeah, the zone thing with the Saints, like, he couldn't really do it. It wasn't a good fit for his style at running back. Like, he struggled to read the blocks. He struggled to understand the scheme. and it wasn't a good fit for his running style.
Okay,
so
that all may be well and true, but I'm talking about what was reported, what came out after they did that, the reason they did the team decision. They were all like, yeah, we felt bad because Jamal Williams was asked to do things that he wasn't expected to do. I don't understand why you guys don't remember this. This was a big fucking thing. That's why they had team decision. There was a reason for team decision.
They had team decision because they wanted to get Jamal Williams a touchdown because he hadn't scored one all year.
So, Dave, is what they asked him to do to run 100 times for 300 yards with no touchdowns? Is that what you're saying? They asked him to put up that fucking dog shit stat line? That's what they asked him to do? Is that what you're implying?
Oh my God! No, I gotta look this up.
Do you think the Saints wanted this stat line? They were like, you know what?
No,
we're gonna ask you to put up trash stats. We're gonna ask you to nuke all your fantasy owners. That's what we want you to do.
Yeah, I gotta drink. I gotta drink this Oregon Spirit Absinthe Original. Yeah, I
think Absinthe.
You are wow.
Good luck.
This performance by you, Ralph, is better than Jamal Williams this season.
Yeah, I got the bucket right here, just in case. All right, here we go.
Ooh. You know, Nola Fredo, stop trying to defend.
Yeah, no. What is Nola Fredo saying? Well, I'm going to get a drink. And there's other people in the chat also.
Ralph's dying.
Okay. Oh my God. Ralph's in trouble, guys.
What did you do, guys?
You know, Ralph is making these motions and grabbing his head like he just chugged an icy.
That was the hardest shot I've ever done since we did this gimmick of.
Oh, damn, really?
Yeah.
No way.
Are you going to make it to work tomorrow?
What was it? Give me the number.
10. It came back up. And
you didn't puke. It's a 9.
I forced it back down.
It's a 9.
Woo! We're lenient on that. Let's give him a 10, man. Let's give him a round of applause, guys. Man. Taken like a champ.
Still a stronger performance than Jamal Williams did all year.
I got to say, peanut butter whiskey, absinthe, and moonshine banana.
Banana pudding.
That is a awful trifecta. That is as disgusting of a combo as you've ever done on the show.
Washing it down with Kirkland's vodka and lemonade.
Wow.
It's my greatest achievement, or what am I doing with my life?
You guys aren't going to believe this, but Dave remains quiet because he continues to search for shit that he can't find.
No. What did Nola Fredo say? What did Nola Fredo
yeah,
say?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Try to get saved by Nola Fredo. That's a great strategy.
So I just want to remind people we're gonna raffle off the Deuce McAllister jersey that Vince in Maine sent us. It's signed.
You better do that quick before Dave has to talk again.
Yeah. No, we're doing that.
Save him from himself.
We're doing that at the end of the show. Thomas. Hit take us to top so we can do.
Dave buried in his phone.
It's like he's buried in his phone.
He's trying to save face here.
He's buried in his phone looking for things that aren't there. I'm buried in my phone on dating apps also looking for things that aren't there.
I can smell colors. Thomas, take it to the top so I can give the people finger guns.
Kevin, AJ Rochelle tells you to swipe right 10 times.
Thank God we're not doing a mailbag tonight because.
Swipe right on Jamal Williams.
All right, let me play the music.
I just want to tell the people, if you're a new listener to the podcast, which we have a lot of new listeners, draft time, they find us. We've been having record numbers. It's great. Thank you for supporting the show. We play Ticket to the Top. It's an incredible 80s hit from Saints Hall of Famer Morton Anderson. That's him and Brian Hansen singing
Thomas, yeah, Jamal first? Williams might have had a better season if he sung a song.
He might have.
Just saying.
Do they have Pokemon songs?
Yeah. Of course. The Pokemon theme?
Yeah.
Gotta catch them all?
Many, many themes. Many openings. What's first? By the way, guys, let me remind you, make sure to stay until the end of this episode. We're going to give away the jersey at the end to one lucky MVP winner. Okay, first question from Nolly Fredo, who's in the chat right now. He asks, with our QB room now having 5 players, what sadistic games would you devise to eliminate the worst 2?
I don't really understand this question. Sadistic
Saw.
Games.
Final answer.
Saw.
Squid Games. Final answer.
Yeah.
That's Squid Games?
I would recommend a various series of academic and athletic games, much like the end of Billy Madison.
Chugging drinks.
Can we just
Rolf.
Cut Kellen Mond like immediately? Like, forget the sadistic games. Can we just cut Kellen Mond like now?
Or you could do Wordle.
Excuse me?
Wordle. You could do Wordle.
Why would we do Wordle?
To eliminate them. You could do it live. You could do it live.
I don't understand the joke.
What games? Sadistic. I hate
Wordle. So you want them to play Wordle against each other?
Yeah, I hate Wordle.
So whoever can spell the best gets eliminated?
No, if you don't.
Wordle is not spelling.
Wordle's like guessing the word. Andrew, I'm drunk. Let's just move it along.
Albie Mourinho has the quote from Sports Illustrated. Winston said he apologized to Allen for not running the play he was told to run, but that he and his teammates wanted to honor Williams for the selfless contributions he's made to the team this season.
Yeah,
like I said, he's a good dude.
Being a fullback. We all said that.
I know.
He said that.
The fullback.
He's a good guy. He's a good guy. He didn't have a touchdown. They wanted to get the guy a touchdown. You're throwing in there.
I wanted a touchdown
out of place. He was, you know, he was running water to him. He would take him to the blue tent when they needed him. He was driving the golf cart at the facility.
Right. You know, so why are you shitting on him?
He was changing Miss Gale's oil. Like what are we doing here? I'm not shitting on him.
Well,
it's just
Ralph
the guy underperformed.
I'm going to take you back to the comment I made, which was that I would love to get another running back because I don't trust Jamal Williams to perform. That's where that was the genesis of this whole deal.
And Dave is ride or die for Jamal Williams in a way that I...
Dave has this weird veteran running back fetish.
He does.
It manifests really itself time and time again. There was Ingram. There was Latavius Murray. Now it's Jamal. It's out of control. Dave is so predictable.
Dave,
give him a veteran running back that's, you know, scored a couple tutties for another team, gained a couple yards, and Dave will defend him to the end.
Dave, do you go to maturerunningbacks.com and hang out? I mean, it's just...
That's his dating app.
It's a safe space. Thomas, what's next?
All right, next question. Next question
mature
from the...
Mature scatbacks.
Next question from the MVP from last week, Saints Rabbit. He asks, which intrigues you more, the 2024 Saints season potential or the 2024 Falcons potential implosion?
Oh, that's a great question.
The latter, easily.
I don't think they're going to implode. I mean, they have Kirk Cousins. If he's healthy, I think they've got a chance.
You like that?
I still maintain that this division.
I don't even know if I hate the Penix. I might be coming around on the Penix kick.
You've all lost your goddamn minds. You've clearly lost your mind. Andrew over here talking about, like, oh man, you know, they've got a lot of holes to fill. I mean, they, you know,
they do.
Basically agreeing with me without actually agreeing with me.
Hard.
That's what all this was about last week with me losing my goddamn mind. Mickey Loomis had an opportunity to try and address the problems
on this football team and just and here's Mickey. Here's Mickey after drafting Flaga. Here's Mickey.
Oh, there's a deception.
That's Mickey Loomis after drafting Flaga. Just making fart noises.
The Jamal Williams rumors and Mickey will say it's made up.
That's right. Shut your mouth, Dave.
Damn, your boy Allen, I think, becoming the new MVP leader. Yeah, that's right. Holy
shit. Does Ralph need to do another shot?
No, man. We appreciate the $300, but this guy's liver can't take this shit.
No, we have no shame, really Kevin.
Don't tell me what my liver can't do.
We'll keep going.
We've had this discussion before, and it always lands on Ralph just drinks.
Yeah. Guy's 46 years old, and he's got Johnny Carson's liver.
He signed a waiver. Now. Come on. He signed a waiver.
I'm not 46. I'm 48. So, just so you know. Thomas, what's next?
Hold on.
How much do we have to go?
Your boy Alan goes, how much for Ralph to drink water?
$400.
Oh, that's so good.
That's the $30 tier.
Oh, it's a deception! Matt Ryan!
I'm gonna drink another shot.
AJ Rochelle 28-3.
For two reasons.
AJ Rochelle, by the way, it's pretty hot at the top.
For two reasons. One, I love the patrons, and two, Kevin's not the boss of me, so I'm gonna go get another shot. And y'all answer the next question.
Almost 50 for Ralph to drink some water.
I think we should make him pay the we're at 346. If we get another $54,
if we get another $54, I think Ralph should just implode.
Drink water.
Can you imagine? You know what a tier is that Dave admits he's wrong.
No.
And like I would probably pay $500 for that.
That's gotta be the tier where that money actually goes into my bank account.
No.
Wait, what are we on trivia? What are we doing?
No, there's no trivia.
Question. But we
all right,
got
what's the question?
Let me bring it up. Last question on the show, by the way.
Did you just say we interrupted? No, that's never happened.
And it's Ralph's question.
We got interrupted by the donation.
He's too busy dying.
Oh no, we interrupted Kevin. Kevin was in the middle of a rant.
No, I'm done.
Oh yeah, Oh yeah, man, they ruined it. They ruined the rant.
You ruined it for me.
All right, read the question, Thomas.
Aldi Marino asks, "Give me the Golden Girls NFL positions and RAS. Is there an equivalent player in the Saints roster for each?"
All right. This is right in your wheelhouse, Kevin.
I mean, it's more Ralph's. So let's see. So the Golden Girls.
And you got, all right. Betty White is a 9.8.
Yeah.
Right?
I was going to say Blanche is a center because she's always just bent over and taking it. She was always the frisky. Well, she was the frisky one. She always had different man.
Right, but
she was bendy. She was bendy.
Yeah, wouldn't she be the diva? Wouldn't she be the diva wide receiver?
See, I'm thinking B. Arthur's the wide receiver. She was caught.
Oh, okay. So B. Arthur not afraid to go over the middle.
Right.
Damn, okay, fine. Okay. With another donation, 28-3.
Ralph, make sure when you barf that we all get to see it.
B. Arthur.
Okay? We hear it.
It's tall.
Okay, so fine. Tall. Fine. B. Arthur is your wide receiver.
Yeah.
Rue McClanahan, a.k.a. Blanche, she's the center.
Yeah.
Betty White.
Quarterback, I guess. She's a star.
She's got high RAS. Mm-hmm. Facilitator?
Do you think she's like a star running back, maybe?
No, I think she's like the left tackle. I think she's like the player you got. She's the Joe Alt or the Fuaga.
You got to take. I got Jack. I'm doing a Jack Daniels shot.
All right. Well, hang on a minute, man. We're answering this question because
go ahead, Ralph. Go ahead, Ralph.
Okay. So let us stop. Estelle Getty. What would Estelle Getty be?
Like Sproles.
Okay, Estelle Getty, Sproles. There you go. The special teams yeah, running back.
Kristen Campaign likes Estelle Getty as the veteran running back. So maybe Estelle Getty is who Dave has a fetish for.
That's right.
Yeah.
Rest in peace. Take it, Ralph.
I'll say this about the Golden Girls. It still slaps. It's still funny as hell.
Yeah. Totally. Thank you for being a friend. Traveling down the road and back
Ralph
again.
Ralph just took that to the face again.
My heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
You know, Ralph, so we're at 374.
Party.
Ralph, we're at 374, almost 375. We're $25 away from 400.
Another $25.
I feel like we should do something special for this crew if we get to 400.
Like what?
I don't know.
Take another shot.
I'll do another shot.
Yeah. I don't know.
Sink, take it to the top. Sink, take it to the top.
I'm so... This is the... I think this is the drunkest I've ever been.
Your boy Alan said one day, we're going to be the Golden Girls.
What do you mean one day?
The we're Golden Boys.
Picture it. Sicily.
By the way.
Actually, there you go. That's the question. Who is who?
I would say I'm probably Betty White.
Yeah.
Like,
you're from St. Olaf.
So I'm confused.
All right, should we give away this Deuce jersey? Or
yeah,
do we have more?
Definitely not
Thomas.
Blanche.
Do we have more questions?
No,
Andrew.
Andrew
is B. Arthur. I'm Root. Well, no. Me or Kevin is Estelle Getty.
Mm.
And then, no. Kevin is Rue McClanahan. He's single and dating. He's the one who's out there on the. I'm Estelle Getty
on the scene. Yeah,
that's right. There you go.
So we got to give away this jersey, Thomas.
Oh, deception!
Oh, deception!
Oh, my God.
Matt Ryan!
$403.
Get to 400.
Dan Wilfredo extending his MVP lead.
Guys, this is unreal.
This is unreal.
This is the most we've ever had. Hey, does this break a record?
$55.
No, this is not the record. No.
What's the record?
Well, you weren't there, remember?
I would have to look it up. I think it's more than 700.
Okay.
Wow. All right. I'm going to
shout out to Cajun Sands.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. What do you want? Do you want me to do hard-hide strawberry whiskey?
Or water.
Jack Daniels. Or do you want me to do Kirkland vodka?
Give them give them a choice of water.
Kirkland,
come on, man.
Vodka.
I've never seen you drink anything clear.
I think the leader should decide. Whoever is
Wild
donated
Fredo,
the most.
Wild Fredo in the chat. Wild Fredo. Yeah.
I think vodka
time.
Because it's different than everything else, and it's like you're not
whatever
used to it.
Whatever Kevin tells you not to do.
That might be what's making
Well, Kevin's been saying water, so don't do that.
So I'm not doing that. I won't drink water. All right, I'm gonna fill the Malta boot. The Kirkland vodka. I don't know if I have any more because I used the last of it on the drink that I have. I might have to be Jack Daniels.
All right, go do that.
All right.
You know what? In the meantime, let me announce the MVP results. Let's not prolong the show, guys. Thanks to everyone who donated 400 buckaroos, and we are on a 39 week streak. Damn, crazy shit. So many different donators. It was, I think, the closest MVP race to date. We have a very close race at the top. All right. Thanks to TigerJet21, to your boy Alan, to Who That Golfer, to Andrew's dad, to Andrew himself, to Wendell Cavalier, to your boy Alan, to AJ Rochelle, and to the MVP. Watching us for the first time live and for the first time ever, who is The one only Wild Fredo. Congratulations.
Wow. Nice.
Please, guys, stay with us. We're going to have a giveaway of a Deuce t-shirt. Deuce t-shirt. Wait, let me...
All right, $3.10
is the final tally.
Ralph, so you're taking a shot, and then we're donating this Deuce McAllister jersey, right? Is that what's happening?
Giving away. Deuce McAllister
jersey. Fans, you're amazing.
But first, let's look over the...
Oh, interception!
Jesus Christ.
Matt Ryan!
I didn't hear the fat lady sing.
Damn, AJ Rochelle after Jesus Christ. Crazy shit. 28-3.
I love how
you
we're
guys
just
are awesome.
We're just like, it's just a draft recap show. It's fun. It won't get wild. And then it's off the rails. And I've got 1, 2, 3 empty bottles plus 2 shots out the Malta boot.
Please don't die, Rolf.
Mm.
Thomas, if I die, I'm going to leave 20% of my empire to you. I'll ship it to Poland.
He's going to ship his empire to Poland.
Rolf's empire.
It fits in about
the sun
in
never
one box.
Sets. The sun never sets on the Polish empire. The sun never sets on the
held
empire.
Ralph, how we doing? You hanging in there?
Terrible. I got a 5:30 a.m. wake up call.
Jesus Christ. All right, stop donating, sociopath. People. Please stop donating.
Absolute sociopath.
I never thought I would say this, but please stop donating.
What do you have to do tomorrow morning? What's that 5:30? I have a work conference that I have to go to.
Where is it? Like you're flying?
No, like I'm driving.
What a fucking idiot.
Jesus, bro. Maybe all
he's
the cab
absolutely
Uber.
Fucking blasted before a work conference.
I don't like I'm it's not like I'm
on camera with evidence, man, with evidence.
It's not like I'm speaking at the conference, please.
Oh my
well,
God.
You're barely speaking now.
Right. Thank you.
All right, let's give away this Deuce jersey, MVP.
Right? Every MVP of the season, of the draft season, guys.
Oh, I'm in the mix. I won in week 4. Look at that.
Yeah, you won once. Cajun Sands donated the most 1 week with $300 buckaroos. Of course, it's not updated with White Fredo from tonight, but he still counts, I think. White Fredo's donation was the third highest of all draft season.
I hope White Fredo is Dave's mom.
She's definitely not. I wish that I was wealthy enough to just blow $300 on some shitty podcast.
Wait! No. Cajun Sands gets high quality value for every dollar that he has donated. Do not denigrate the podcast. We appreciate every dollar. And we got to keep Thomas employed. How do you think this whiteboard is free, Dave? You think Kevin's ring light is free? No. They support the show. They love the show. Don't denigrate the donations. I can't
so
feel
we have
my
a, so we
I'm
have
not
a
denigrating
the
donations. I'm denigrating the podcast. I love the donations.
All right, keep
with
going.
Fredo Thomas. Says, sorry to disappoint. I'm not Dave's mom in the chat. So
I don't
this is
believe
the first
you.
This is the first time we have a tie for the who won the most MVPs with Hatchet John and Saints Rabbit both 4 times. Who that Gopher close second 3 times. Cajun Sands 1 time. Andrew 1 time. Jason Champagne 1 MVP. Your boy Allen Monedula and tonight White Fredo also 1 time. And let's go to
the wheel
of doom. Let me switch the graphic. With Ralph's face in the middle.
Oh
can I
God.
Spin? Are you guys ready? Who's going to win the Deuce jersey? Let's go.
Come on, Andrew.
We didn't say the winner has to pay for shipping and handling.
Oh, no!
No.
I just won the Knicks jersey!
Yes! We're spinning again.
I won!
Remove him.
No, I won! I fucking donated! It's only fair!
No, it's...
What are you going to do with that jersey?
Spin it again.
People are going to say it's Ray.
Fuck you, Andre Jordan.
Let's spin it again.
So, I just won and you're... pulling it, you're giving it to someone else.
Correct.
Yeah, this is a democracy.
We're doing a recount. Spin it again.
Who let go for? Congratulations. Man,
disgusting.
I would say for the future, for the next time we do one of these, we should space the names out. So it's not like... Oh, okay. Let's see.
It's automatically generated, man. Come on, mm-hmm. Kevin.
Yeah.
Okay, now we are rolling.
Crafting. You think Thomas is handcrafting?
Thomas, do you want to go ahead and take me out since I won the last one so we make sure I don't win again?
No, this is a different one. This is the
But do you want to take my name out so we make sure that I don't win since clearly I'm not eligible?
No.
Why does my face I look like I murdered a family?
I'm pretty sure you did.
Well, you just don't remember it. So this is the one for 2-3 months of our Patreon, right, Ralph?
It was after a podcast where you did 5 shots.
Two months free for a Patreon.
Let's do it.
Anyone
who donated any amount, you should argue with who that golfer for that one.
Run amok
5-4. Oh, 5-4.
504. That's only the area code of New Orleans, Thomas. If you were from New Orleans, you would know that. 504 needs to roll off the tongue, Thomas. You need to learn that number.
Run amok, DM me in Patreon, and I will get you 2 months free of Patreon.
Mm.
It's a great deal. Great deal.
Ralph looks...
Well, congratulations, Run amok. You actually won the wheel... competition, and you don't have to give your victory away to the next winner. So,
Dave,
congrats.
I have a question.
That must feel amazing.
Dave, I have a question. Am I drunker now than when we raised $700? I feel like I might. I'm pretty drunk.
It's pretty close. I'm getting the same vibes. That's for sure. Are we doing
I'm getting real boss baby vibes here.
We're not doing a mailbag. Thomas joke. We have a mailbag in the chamber where we did the wife draft. So people will get that.
Was I on that?
Yeah.
We drafted our wives?
No, we drafted like
God, I was nervous.
We drafted celebrity
Imagine Dave drafted Ralph's wife.
I don't remember any of it. Who did I take?
What the hell?
I don't know. This sounds horrible. This sounds like this could go really bad for me.
I don't remember this.
If y'all donate $500, we'll do a wives podcast where they all come on and they'll just bitch for an hour about how they hate this podcast so much.
And us.
Yeah. That $100 is going to have to go to our wives to get
it'll be,
to agree
it'll be
it.
Their wives.
And Sally has to drink absinthe.
Sally?
Dave's wife with the first pick.
Funny story before we get out of here. I was pouring the last shot and I was like, I got to do another shot. And she said, I don't fucking care what you're doing. The Astros blew an 8-3 lead. And as I was walking back, they hit a home run and won. And you'd have thought they won the World Series. They moved to 10-19 on the season.
Guys.
And she still doesn't care what you drink.
This she just doesn't really at all.
Someone makes a good point here. If we have a wives podcast, I think Wild Fredo asked this. If we have a wives podcast, who is sitting in for Kevin?
Where's the wig? We've talked about this.
Yeah, me. I put a wig on and I'm just, just chatting it up.
Chatting up with the gals.
With our wives.
With the gals.
Yeah.
Kevin's Irish wife.
You can't re-invite the girl that broke into your apartment and have her do the show for you?
Be a lot of rattling here in front of the camera.
Yeah, that's true.
quick movement.
It's going to be hard for her to stay in one place.
So, thanks,
Ralph,
everybody.
Ralph Oppenheimer says, make sure you drink some Ensure and Metamucil before bed.
I drink Metamucil every day. I'm 48, Oppenheimer.
And give us an update in the morning, Ralph.
Wait, is that true? Do you really take Metamucil every day?
I'm 48, Dave. Yes, I do. Like, what do you think, man?
Ralph's arm may be irregular, but he's not.
That's right. That's right, Kevin. It's right, Jesus. Man. Metamucil, we'd love to have you as a sponsor.
This podcast was brought to you by Depends.
This podcast was brought to you by all-timer pants.
Thomas, is it too late to add this to the entry? It is. I had to turn the entry in last week. We could. If this would have been like a month earlier, we would guarantee.
What? I want to hear what we're entering.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna post it. I'll post it for the patrons this week. Thomas,
will you email that or text that to us?
How do you want to include an entry from this year for last year? Come on, Ralph. Come on, man.
So we're going.
We don't cheat. We are honest. Oh,
whatever it takes to get a three-peat, Thomas. If it takes criminal actions, we'll do it. Thanks to listening.
Yeah, we're going for a dynasty.
And supporting.
We'll spend some of the money on judges. You know, that's what we were going
to. Please go to saintshappyhour.com. Become a patron. Support the show. We can't do it without you guys. Support. We love everybody that supports the show, especially tonight. It's a freaking $400. That's amazing. Get in the Discord. By the way, I want to tell patrons, get in the Discord. There's like 60 of you guys that aren't in the Discord. Our Discord was freaking amazing draft weekend. You missed out. You
almost get midnight it. For Juge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So thanks to Dave, Andrew, Kevin, fast. And Thomas, the best producer on earth, running the show back in Poland. Woo! I'm hammered. Remember, kids, if you're going to support a Saints podcast, you ought to support the one that the host will drink recklessly for your amusement. And until next time, the bar is closed.
Wow, he's right. Shit-faced.
Bye.
Ralph is shit-faced.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.